You now stand before a winery. Wait a minute. Hold it. First we talk, and then you can try the wine. If you've been to Benyuk, and you have visited the headquarters of the IGP in Castellón, you'll know what IGP means, and how wine came to these lands. If not, no worries. We'll give you a quick summary. Anyway, when it comes to repeating, we beat out even alioli and onions. What we're talking about here is wine. That's right, in Castellón, we have wine. Wine has been with us since Roman times, but twice in our history, problems arose that led to extended interruptions in wine production in our province. The first time was thanks to a real pest with a big appetite, Phylloxera, which destroyed all the roots of our vines, except for two types, the Edo and the Señorito. So, why didn't this hungry little bug eat those two? Well, it turns out that it just didn't like them. These two strains were a bit of a Frankenstein vine with an American root. But where Phylloxera failed, another, better-known pest succeeded. Administrative bureaucracy. A law was passed prohibiting the use of those grapes to make wine. It looked like that was going to be the final chapter in the history of winemaking in our province. That is, until a few indomitable small winemakers took up the fight and repelled this paper pusher invasion. Well, that all sounds rather glorious. I should say they led the way in recovering the wine tradition of the area. They formed the IGP, which in Spanish stands for Protected Geographical Indication, according to EU law. This recovery was a wonderful moment for La Torre del Dominic. A family fell in love with the town's slow-paced way of life and bet on that wine. Many fields still had vines over 60 years old, hardy, and brimming with vitality. Wine was very important to the town. You can see what used to be the cooperative San Onofre in the building next to the winery, right next to the Mirador de Onofre. On the side, the well-preserved discharge ports once used to collect the grapes. Imagine the heights of production they achieved. With great love and care, they were able to recover the old vines. And now, we will give you some technical data. So be sure to write all this down. These vines, belonging to various vineyards and farms, were planted in cups, which really just means in any old way, without any planning. Their distribution is somewhat random. But just because we're townfolk doesn't mean we don't know how to keep up to date. The vines planted in cup format were joined by new strains of grapes raised on trellises, which is a more modern technique. The trellis is a metal structure that acts as a support for the plant to grow upon and allows the leaves to take advantage of all the hours of sunlight and maximize photosynthesis. This is how today's winery increases production. Despite being considered a small winery, they produce a fine, affordable wine with loving care. If you like, you may arrange a visit to the vineyards and to the interior of the winery. Just ring the bell or give them a call. They may not lead the stressful life of the city, but they do like to organize their agenda. Now, if you're up for a visit to the vineyards, we can tell you it's quite an experience. It's a fine opportunity to enjoy a bit of direct contact with nature, to see for yourself how grapes are grown and how rough the land has to be in order to achieve a fine wine. Because for the vineyard to yield a fine wine, it has to suffer. They will show you the different varieties that are grown, from Garlancha Blanca to Cabernet Sauvignon. The visit is really quite instructive. Now you're free to go have a wine, if you want to, of course. White, red, rosé, the choice is up to you. but please don't forget to make at least one toast to our health. And now, the route continues. We'll be waiting for you at our next place of interest.